you.
Now, Rob, obviously, it's been a bit of a crazy off-season for a lot of people, but the activities director, you're kind of expected to corral all of this, and this is probably going to be one of those weeks you remember fondly in the future, but not so much right now, as everything kind of coming to a head is everybody's wanting to start this new fall season, but there's some things you need to keep in mind. What are some of the more important things that people need to know?
Well, you know, it has been a roller coaster ride this entire summer with the way the spring sports ended without having it at all, and the winter sports missing their tournament. And I spoke with you last night, Dal. 4 weeks ago Monday, we had Ron Laird call us and say they're going to media, they're canceling fall sports, period, across the state. And Ron requested at that time, he said, hey, have you got data that you can help us? We'll meet with the health department. And they worked their tails off. They convinced the health department to give us a try to start the season. We're excited. We got golf half done right now. So we hit the midway mark yesterday. But the things that are going to be is when they WASA met with the health department, they gave us a criteria, a list of things that we could and couldn't do. And it's sports specific. It's inside, outside specific. And it's long. So it's going to take a while to go through it. But the end game is, because we're willing to try these things, we get to have a season, and we're really excited about that.
So when it comes to some of these things that you have to try, you mentioned sports specific, so let's start with football, because I think that's where most of the fans are going to be participating, right? So I understand it's a 50% capacity for a football facility for fans. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
That is correct. It's up to 1,000 or 50% of capacity. If your capacity is more, you still can't go over 1,000. Okay. We're approved to go to 1,000. We are not going to bring the fairground bleachers in on the visiting side like we have in the past. We're going to allow people to spread out on the grass, use lawn chairs. The Bank of Star Valley is going to move so we can, you know, sitting next to the cannon, especially the last few years when we scored a lot, was painful. So we're going to let them move to the other end, and we're going to let people use the grass around the south end of the field and wrap the field, and it's going to let us hit that 1,000 mark.
So I guess, Rob, well, I guess what I'm saying is, let's put me in the shoes of an ardent fan that wants to come. What do I need to do? What do I need to be aware of when I show up at the gate next Friday?
Well, by the WASA mandate, we've got to screen every fan that comes through the gate. And we have also got to count them, because if we exceed 1,000, we're going to have to figure out how to move fans in and out and make it available to parents. So the first thing you got to expect is you're going to be screened at the gate. That screening does require some kind of face covering, because we just can't keep you 6 feet apart when we bring you through the gate. They'll run a little, like what you see at Walmart, almost a counter app that's going to be tracking our attendance. Once we're through the gate, we've done everything physically possible to let fans spread out so they can watch the game without a mask. If you go into the bleachers, it's just going to get crowded enough. I would expect the fans to understand that if you choose the bleachers as your sitting option, that you're going to have a mask on during the course of the game.
Okay.
So 1,000 people, that includes the student section, that includes the band, right? That includes parents. So if you don't have a child in the game, how much community outside of family are you expecting? And is it a first-come, first-serve thing? How is that all going to work? Because once you get family and the band and the student section in there, 1,000 people is not very many.
Okay, just to get a perspective, when we hosted Jackson in the playoffs last fall, we had 1,200. It was cold, it was dark, and we still would have went over our capacity. So we've done some things. We've moved the band into the D zone behind the goalposts in the track, that paved area for the jumping zone, jumping pits. They don't have to count if I move them inside the field. So we've manipulated things a little bit. They're going to be in the D zone. It frees up the bleacher space for more fans. Many schools around the state have put a minimum age to attend a game. They don't want the youth taking a game away from a grandma if the youth's there to play our 40-40 football game that we've had forever in Star Valley, or to go behind the bleachers, because they count towards our 1,000 even though they're not really interested in watching the game. So that would be something that we would encourage parents this year, is to be aware of that if their kid comes and wants to watch a sibling play, that's great. We'd love them there. But if they're coming to hang out with their friends or to go play that football game that we just can't let happen this year, we better off to let them stay home and let someone else's grandma or grandpa come and watch a game, or an avid fan that has never missed a game in 20 years.
And so another thing to keep in mind, so if people are wanting to choose the bleachers, as you say, they should probably have a face, or they're probably going to need a face mask. And then also it wouldn't be a bad idea to maybe throw a lawn chair in the back of your car, because things are going to be spread out kind of around the field a little bit more. So those two things probably would be good to have in your car all the time if you're going to come to a game.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The other thing is I think everyone's noticed the drinking fountains have been shut off pretty much everywhere, including our stadium. So we are going to have concessions where we sell water, but fans need to be aware that they're going to have to bring water or drinks, because that drinking fountain will be shut down by order.
Rob Erickson, Star Valley High School Activities Director, with us this morning talking about fall sports. As you've worked with other ADs from around the state, as far as our fans traveling to other places, is it pretty much going to be the same? I know county by county may vary a little bit, but should people in general probably expect this something similar when they travel to another stadium?
Yes. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of similarities. If you're 4A, they were consistent. They agreed on they would allow 100 fans from the opposing school to travel. And you would have to pre-send that list to them, and then they would send us tickets, and then they would check in and out with tickets. In 3A football, their attendance, most of them are going to be able to do the 1,000 mark, and most of the games do not exceed 1,000 in attendance. So we're kind of waiting week by week to see what they're going to allow us. Some schools are really small. We know Mountain View, if we played them, we're going to allow 30 of their students to attend a game, 50 of our fans. It would be tiny, just because their facilities are small. But that's a week-by-week decision, and we will make sure that the parents are taken care of first of the players, and we just have to work through that process. Even at home, we have to deal with that. If we hit 1,000 mark, like Saturday or Friday when we play the three games back-to-back-to-back, if we hit 1,000 mark midway through the JV game and I don't have my varsity parents in, I've got to ask the freshman parents to leave, because they've seen their kid play, and just be considerate and allow the varsity parents a chance to watch their kid play. And you'll hear that announced on the radio or on the PA.
And so as we, Duke brings up a good point, some of the road games, one of them for Star Valley anyway, at Sugar Salem. So that's an Idaho thing. We'll get to that maybe, but the in-state at Jackson, which obviously they are clamped down tight when it comes to the COVID-19, and then at Powell, at Evanston, both of those, at least venue-wise, there's some good space to stretch out a little bit. But if you're wanting to follow your kid around the state this year, it's going to be a little more difficult than normal.
Absolutely. And understand, when you go to those schools, they're going to want a list submitted in advance, much like I've asked with the Utah school, just so we can anticipate the numbers and know if we need to do tickets or another option to control it.
Rob, let's talk more volleyball. Of course, with that being indoor, things are going to be more difficult. What should fans expect to see when they attend a volleyball match this year?
Well, first and foremost, because of COVID and the cleaning that's necessary to do in the school, we're not allowing fans to come through the building or hallway at all. So all fans need to enter through the gym doors that are on the southeast side of the building. They have the outside foyer. We're going to use those restrooms. And beyond that, the teams aren't even using the locker rooms. It's locked down. That building's going to be cleaned after hours. Our custodial staff has to do extra sanitizing. We just don't have time for a concession stands out in the commons. We're going to sell concessions out of that foyer, water. But it's going to be contained in that one gym space, very, very small. You're also going to see something you haven't seen for a long time. We're setting up every single bleacher plus the corner bleachers in the gym for a volleyball game, so fans can spread out and get that mask off if they choose so, because there should be plenty of space.
And that'll be in effect a week from tomorrow, as Star Valley High School hosting part of that Cokeville tournament, and anticipating maybe some teams from Southwest Wyoming that travel well So that's going to be utilized coming up next week.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, in fact, we would even let fans be aware that if they are really concerned, we're going to open up the running track and let you put a lawn chair up there also. You can really get some space on our gym. We're lucky to have that.
It's a pretty big gym.
Rob, we appreciate you coming in today. Anything else of note that you think is important to mention for fans and parents and families this morning?
You know, there's one thing I'm going to request of our community. These restrictions, nobody wants. There's not an AD in the state that wants to tell people they can't come to games or don't bring your kids. And we're going to have people help us at the gates that are just doing their job. And I'd hope we'd be considerate. You know, it's not their rules. They didn't make these restrictions. Even though they're inconvenient, we may not like them. Just be nice to them. That's going to be a tough job to do this year at anybody's home. And we would really appreciate our community showing, putting their best foot forward on that.
Just be nice, right? Just be nice. Well said. Rob Erickson, Activities Director for Star Valley High School. Rob, thanks so much for coming in. And, we're going, right? As of right now, everything's happening. So
We're excited. This is fun because a month ago I thought I was breaking some really bad news.
You know, it's like a roller coaster, Duke. When you start to go down,